Bikurim Perk Base Mishnah Dalad 2:4. And now we say V'yesh b'bikurim ma she'ein kin b'truma v'maaser. There are certain things that apply uniquely to bikurim that don't apply either to truma, nor do they apply to maaser. And here we're talking about maaser sheni. Shabikurim niknin b'mechuba l'karka. The first of all, one normally would go and attach the strings to identify what the fruits are going to be bikurim while they're still attached to the tree or to the ground. And that's perfectly fine, meaning that they become bikurim while they're still attached to the ground. So for argument's sake, if a person saw a pomegranate, he marked it off as bikurim. If then somebody came and ate that pomegranate, and he's not a Kohen, so he would be chayav to give, you know, pay the chomash, etc. The point is that while attached to the ground, it can become bikurim. In contrast, there's no way to make truma or maaser while something's still attached to the ground. Second of all, va'osa adam kol sadeo bikurim. A person is within his rights, he's able, if he wants to make his entire field be bikurim. You can make the entire wheat harvest, all of it bikurim, and bring it all to Yerushalayim, which is just not the case, of course, when it comes to maaser sheni. It's a tenth of what's left after the other gifts, so that certainly can't be all of it. But even truma, although one essentially could give basically his entire field, he can't give all of his field as truma, because truma must be taken from something and leaving something else. So truma is a separation from the rest. So there has to be a rest, even if the rest is just a very little bit. The point is, it can't be everything. Also, v'chayev b'achrayusam. Now, the word achrayut in modern Hebrew means responsibility. It doesn't quite mean that in the Mishnah. It's very close, but it comes from the word acher, another, meaning that if one's bikurim gets lost or stolen, etc., prior to having been brought to the Har HaBayis, he's responsible to get replacement bikurim. So the word acher, achrayut, means to get acherim, get other ones to replace them. The modern Hebrew word achrayut, which means like a warranty or responsibility, could mean on a service, etc. as well. That doesn't mean what it means in the Mishnah, but of course very similar. The point is here that there's a requirement to replace your bikurim should they get lost or stolen, etc., which is not the case when it comes to truma and maaser sheni. If a person separated truma for a kohen and then lightning struck and the truma is gone, so too bad for the kohen. And same with maaser sheni. If on your way to Yerushalayim it gets whatever it is, blown away in a hurricane, so then there's no requirement to bring new maaser sheni to Yerushalayim. Utun karban, vishir, usanufa, valina. There are four more things that are peculiar just to bikurim. First of all, bikurim, when you bring them, it also necessitates the bringing of a karban, of an offering. That's specifically referring to the shlamim. It's based out on learned out from a Gzera Shava. It talks about simcha by bikurim and the separate celebration of simcha by korban shlamim. Therefore, a person should bring a shlam like shlamei simcha to also the Beis HaMikdash, and part of the rejoicing requires the eating of karban shlamim. The truth is, although it's a requirement to bring a shlam after you have brought your bikurim, it's not ma'akev. So if a person would have, for whatever reason, failed to bring his shlamim, his bikurim still are totally still yotzi with that. In case you're wondering, that we'll see later on that there's also these gozli olos, little birds that are brought as like olos, like a burnt offering. But those are not ma'akev at all. Those aren't even required. They're just for the hiddur mitzvah with the bikurim. So that's a little different. Second of all, and again, no such thing as a korban when it comes to giving maaser sheni or truma. Second of all, vishir, there's a singing that's supposed to go along with the bringing of the bikurim. We will learn in the third perek in Mishnah Dalad that when the people, the procession that's bringing the bikurim would arrive in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim would launch into song. They'd sing psukim from Tehillim Perek Lamed, 30th chapter of Tehillim. So there's shir that is accompanying the bringing of the bikurim, which doesn't apply to maaser sheni nor truma. Utanufa, there's a requirement according to this tani here for waving, and that means that when the basket that contains the bikurim are brought in front of the mizbeach, so both the person who's bringing it, the farmer, as well as the kohen, will hold on to that basket and they'll wave it kind of like a lulav in all six directions. that's a unique procedure done with bikurim, which has no application when it comes to truma or maaser sheni. And finally, lina. Lina means to stay overnight. So when one brings a a korban, generally an offering. So there's a separate requirement. He must stay in Yerushalayim that night before going home the following day. So that's true when it comes to Bikurim as well. If one offers Bikurim, even if hypothetically he did not bring a shlamim for whatever reason, like we said, it has to bring a korban, but if he didn't, nevertheless, by participating in the procedure of the offering of Bikurim in the Beis Mikdash, one is required to stick around the Yerushalayim that night, and that's sleeping over, is called lina, and that of course has no application to the giving of truma or the eating, separating of Maaser Sheni.